Kukesh chairs the Senate Transportation Committee. One of its big issues this year was part of the state's plan for Southeast. One draft proposal focused mostly on roads, with short-run ferries connecting pavement in mainland and island communities.
Oh, man, there had people up in arms even though it was only a draft plan. Something like that wasn't acceptable to most of the people in this, including myself. Because I looked at that and I said to myself, well, that means walk-on people can't afford to ride the ferry anymore because you have to have a car to get in between the land links.
State officials said it was only one of many options and likely wouldn't go anywhere. So far, it hasn't. One of Kukesh's main priorities this session was a measure creating a water and sewer task force. He wanted to focus attention and money on the approximately 6,000 homes in rural Alaska without sewer or water hookups. The task force legislation didn't make it through, but he says some of the money did.
We may not take a big bite out of the whole thing, but I think with the money we have in there now this year for new systems into the village that don't have water at all, we probably could retire maybe 25% of them next year if we can get all of the funding put into place. We have most of it already now.
The Angoon Democrat is also pleased with the many projects in his Senate district that made it into the capital budget. That includes rescue boats, health clinics, harbor improvements, and building repairs. There's also money for operations and debt retirement for the Inter-Island Ferry Authority, which links Prince of Wales Island to Ketchikan. But he doesn't want to be overconfident.
I'm not going to count anything or jump up and down until after the governor's veto process is over. I think everybody has to be aware of that, that the governor still has the opportunity to say no to some of those projects, and he said he would to those that he felt were unnecessary, even though we did stay under the spending cap that he wanted us to stay under.
Kukesh also hoped to push through increased funding for school meal programs. He says that would have helped low-income students be ready for the classroom.
Even though I was concerned about it, Willikowski and French were concerned about it, others were concerned about it, it just never got to the point of getting to the level where enough people were concerned about it so that we can push it through.
One of the year's biggest legislative battles was over oil taxes. Governor Sean Parnell called for lawmakers to lower them to spur exploration and development. Kukesh and the rest of the Senate's bipartisan working group agreed to incentives for new fields, but they said no to the rest.
And we thought there were so many people out in Alaska that did not like the governor's position on tax breaks. Many called it a $2 billion giveaway. I don't know whether it would have been eventually that number or not, but it would have been close, so I guess I was comfortable in not supporting the governor's position in this, but also being supportive and liking the idea that we were going to give tax breaks to somebody who discovered new fields.
This could be the Angoon Democrats' final term in office. New legislative district boundaries put him in a difficult race against Sitka Republican Bert Stedman. Kukesh says he plans to run hard to keep a Southeast Native rural perspective in the legislature, but the courts have twice struck down the official plan, leaving him wondering which race he's in.
Do I know I can start fundraising now and I can start campaigning, but I don't know where to start campaigning. And that's true of most people in Alaska. Where's our district? What's my lines look like?
If elected, Kukesh says he'll push for a seat on the Budget Writing Finance Committee, and he hopes another bipartisan majority forms in the Senate. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting.